Great to have you along here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Larry Mueller. And before we get started with the show, I want to give a big thanks to everybody for our winter membership drive. It was a big success. We raised more than $826,000 for more than 6,900 members to help pay for WPR programs like this one. We also welcomed more than 1,500 new members to Wisconsin Public Radio. So a big thanks to you for supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. And we get right to our programming now and talk tourism with you here on the Ideas Net. Kelly Trumbull is Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. Great to have her with us today to talk about the tourism industry here in Wisconsin, talk a little bit about where we are now and where we're going, and certainly talk about the many events that go on around this state virtually every week of the year. And I know there are lots of good ones coming up, and we'll be talking with her about those. And certainly we'll enjoy listening to what you have to say as well, what questions that you might have about events, or maybe you've got some events of your own that you want to kind of comment on or promote. Glad to have you do it. Give us a call at 1-800-642-1234, or you can email us, and that address is talk@WPR.org. Love to hear from you. Kelly Trumbull, welcome.
Hello. It's great to be here.
Great to have you with us. And let's talk a little bit about the Department of Tourism, tourism here in Wisconsin, just to start things off. I know we already have some callers online, but tourism is pretty important to our state.
It's very important. In fact, it is the core strength of our state's economy. At the Department of Tourism, our mission is to inspire people to love the Wisconsin travel experience. And we do drive $13 billion to the state's economy. So we are one of the three leading industries, manufacturing, agriculture, and tourism, and supports over 310,000 jobs. So, and in many communities, tourism is the main employer, and in other communities is very, very supportive to ag and manufacturing.
So big, huge financial impact in many, many ways.
In many ways. Jobs, economic development.
What's been, with this recession that we've had the last year, a little more probably than a year, how's that affected tourism?
Well, you know, we will not be surprised in the spring when our 2009 numbers come in and show that travel's down slightly, that it won't come to a surprise to us. The new normal in travel now is three things are happening. First of all, people are staying closer to home, shorter trips, spending a little bit less, and planning in a shorter window of time. But one thing about travel and why it is one of our state's core strength is people really look to their getaways, their time with family and friends, and travel as an important part of their well-being. So we're conservatively realistic as we go into the 2010 summer season. I think we're going to see some rebound throughout the course of this year and a stronger recovery in 2011.
Well, that's good news.
It is.
That's
it
good
is
news
good
for
news.
Everybody. And I expect, as you say, there's probably people who might have traveled out of state are saying, well, let's stay in state and go somewhere.
Well, you know, our core markets are our own Wisconsin residents, and then visitors from Chicagoland, visitors from the Twin Cities. And Wisconsin has a national reputation of being such a great value. Wonderful Midwestern hospitality, genuine great customer service, a great value, and many original experiences that people can find here in Wisconsin, all within auto travel time. You know,
right.
We do, of course, we have visitors who fly to see us, but the majority of our travelers are coming by automobile. So, you know, we're at a real advantage.
Well, some callers online. Again, you can join in if you have a question or comment or maybe an event going on in your area you want to talk about. The number is 1-800-642-1234. And let's turn to William in Frederick. William, hi. Thank you for calling.
Hi, Larry. Hi, Kelly. William Johnson from the Polk County Tourism Council.
Hello, William.
Here. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Well, we just came off a great winter up here. I'll tell you, our snowmobile trails, like the Gandy Dancer Street Recreational Trail and our local ski and snowshoe trails, were just great. I think they were open the more consecutive days this year than they ever have been.
That is great news. And, of course, just coming off the Birkebeiner.
Yeah, I volunteer out there. I run one of the food stops for them. So it's Northern Wisconsin's big event.
Well, and Polk County is a very special place in our state in northwestern Wisconsin. Many, many beautiful lakes and state parks. And William and all of his friends do just a great job of delivering great customer service in Polk County.
And we are looking forward to what's coming up this spring and something in a couple weeks at Glenna Farms near Amory, Wisconsin. Kind of the kickoff of the maple syrup season, which is big for the state of Wisconsin. And that's March 27th and 28th. And their number is 800-310-5050. And that's Glenna Farms near Amory, Wisconsin, their Maple Syrup Fest. And last year, Polk County was lucky enough to host the maple syrup producers' first tapping in Polk County. They had one of the biggest crowds they ever had. It was great, and I'm sure they're doing that somewhere else in Wisconsin this year, too.
Well, I also want to add, William, the St. Croix Winery is one of my favorite wineries in Polk County.
Yeah, isn't that
Do
fun?
You know, Larry, we have over 35 wineries in Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah. We get some great wineries.
And the couple there that has the St. Croix Winery spent some time in the Rhine Valley in Germany and brought that back to Wisconsin. And, in fact, many Wisconsin wineries are working with viticulturists right now to grow grapes, original grapes right here in Wisconsin.
And we were lucky enough this year. We had a couple new events we added over the winter, which always is fun stuff to do, too. Up in Frederick at their Winter Fun Day, we added a vintage snowmobile ride-in. It was great, well-attended the first year. And down in Luck, Wisconsin, they added a pond hockey tournament a week or so ago that went over real big. So it's always good to see those new events pop up, too.
Absolutely. And again, it's 800-310-5050 for some more information on that maple syrup.
Right. That's Glenna Farms in Amory. And, of course, our Polk County number is 800-222-7655. And, of course, at PolkCountyTourism.com for anything that's going on over on this side of the state. And real quickly, I'm going to mention St. Patrick's Day in Siren, Wisconsin, and that's actually in Burnett County, just north of us. But we think tourism regionally over here, so we're going to plug Siren. Their annual St. Patrick's Day is coming up this weekend. They have a huge parade, and they have all sorts of interesting stuff coming up. They have Vulcans that show up from the Winter Carnival in the Twin Cities. You never know who's going to be in Siren for their St. Patrick's Day parade. So,
yeah, if you have not been to the northwestern part of the state, I encourage everyone to do so. Absolutely beautiful.
Thanks a lot, William. Appreciate your call very much. More callers online. By the way, it's talking about St. Patrick's. There are some pretty big events all over the state, I believe.
Yes, there are. And, of course, coming up this weekend is the St. Patrick's Day Parade in Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
They're expecting over 60,000 visitors at that parade. And, you know, there's also a St. Patrick's Run that takes place in addition to the parade. And I think we'll get through a little bit of rainy weather during the week and have nice, sunny skies for the St. Patrick's Day parades taking place all around the state.
Let's go to Kay in Mercer next. Hi, thank you for calling.
Hi, I'm just so excited to hear your show today. I work for the Mercer School District, and 2 years ago we wrote a charter school grant and created Mercer Environmental Tourism Charter School. And I just want to applaud the Mercer Chamber of Commerce because they have taken on our kids as interns. We have three kids who are working with the chamber, two of them that designed and wrote stories for the tourist guide for this 2010 year. And the chamber is taking the kids to the state conference in just a few weeks. And it's just been a great combination. Our kids are understanding that we're in the heart of the turtle flamble flowage, and they're taking photographs for the chamber and really excited about promoting their community.
That is so fantastic. Well, I look forward to personally meeting those students at the conference. The conference begins Sunday, March 14th, in Milwaukee. And I think we have nearly 100 students who are going to be joining over 700 tourism business leaders throughout the state at the conference. So,
well, I hope you get to meet Katie and Erica. They're wonderful girls, and they've done great work. They're busy writing and promoting tourism in Mercer area.
Well, thank you so much, Kate. Please ask them to look for me during the conference. I'd love to meet them personally.
Thank you very much for calling, Kate. Appreciate your call. It's nice to get get those kids involved at an early age. And
you know, there are so many people who begin their first job in the tourism industry. And when you think about the number of jobs that have helped people fund their college education, technical school education, and it's an industry that is wonderful to enter for a career as well.
Sarah in Spring Green, we're off to you now. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Larry. Hi, Secretary Trumbull.
Sarah, I just got my APT mailing this weekend.
Yay, good. Well, I wanted to just give a shout-out for American Players Theater. We're getting excited for our 31st season that starts in June 5th, and goes through October. We have tickets on sale now to past ticket buyers, and tickets go on sale to everyone in April. And we're going to have a great time this season. Our new indoor theater is open along with the 1,100-seat outdoor theater, and APT is always a great experience.
It is a great experience. And for our listeners who have not experienced the Touchstone Theater yet, the architecture is beautiful.
Beautiful.
The setting in the woods, and James DeVita performance last year of In Shakespeare. I just can't wait to get back there again this year.
Thank you very much, Sarah.
Thank you.
Send something up to my Facebook. We can post a few of these events on my Facebook page, The Larry Mueller Show. Put it up.
We will.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling. Should have mentioned that to our other callers, too. If you want to put something up, why, go right ahead. Terry in Appleton, we turn to you next. Hi, Terry.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm going to regress a little bit. I was a graduate student of tourism. Nick Gutierrez at the University of Oshkosh was my primary instructor. So
fantastic.
I went to school for tourism.
Great.
And at that point in time, back in the 79-80, the number one tourist attraction was House on a Rock.
Uh-huh.
The number one community was Wisconsin Dell, and the number one county was Door County. And if you connect those points on the dock, you know, basically from Spring Green to Door County, the Fox River, you know, is the river transportation line that connects all those. I know there's an effort right now to turn that Fox River corridor into a National Heritage Tourism Corridor. Could you give me an update from the state perspective as what's happening?
Well, I know that that work is underway, and it's very important to proceed and continue with that, because heritage travel is such an important niche market for the tourism industry. In fact, those people who are traveling for historical experiences tend to stay longer in our state and stay longer in communities. So it's very, very positive for retail development, restaurants. So that's the information that I have at this point, Terry.
All right. But it's moving forward.
Is it possible for the tourism to take more of a lead or a point in the nurturing of that progress, I guess, and that project?
Okay.
Well, we'll certainly look into that. We'll find out current status of the development of that corridor and that progress. And thank you for making it top of mind.
All right. Thanks very much for calling. Appreciate your call, Terry. You can join in, too. We have open lines finally again at 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Or email us at talk@WPR.org as we talk about tourism in Wisconsin, what's going on around the state, and a great start to it. Again, 1-800-642-1234. Our guest today, Kelly Trumbull, Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. I'm Larry Mueller. Jim Packard, our producer here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Talking tourism in Wisconsin today with Kelly Trumbull, Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. Great to have her with us. There's some great events coming. Before we go back to the phones, I know as a golfer, we've got a PGA event coming up in August that
yes,
a lot of people are going to be interested in.
We're very excited that the PGA Championship is returning to Whistling Straits, and that begins August 9th and goes through the 15th. And I'm sure our Wisconsin residents will be out in droves supporting Steve Stricker,
yes,
who is actually ranked as second in the nation right now.
Yep, second in the world ranking, I think.
Fantastic.
As a matter of fact. So that's one fun. And here's another fun thing, I bet. Al in Bayfield. I spent a lot of time in Bayfield. I like it a lot. Al, hi.
Yeah, good morning, Larry. One of your last callers was talking about this triangle, Door County and Wisconsin Dells. I want to move that a little bit further north.
Great, good.
And to Bayfield. We've got a great event coming up here April 22nd, 3rd, and 4th. It's the fifth annual B&B in the Arts. Oh. It's a weekend of sociability and arts classes and enjoying Bayfield when the ice is off the lake, we hope. And it's been a very successful event over the last 4 years. We're in our fifth year. There's a good range of activities. We've got basketry and jewelry, photography, pottery, precious metal clay, watercolor painting, weaving, and something called community singing that we're starting for the first time this year. And I would suggest if anybody listening is interested in getting a little bit more detail on it, they can go into the website at www.bayfieldgetaways.com.
And I also want to add to that, to jot down travelwisconsin.com. That is the Department of Tourism's website. All of these great things that we've been talking about this morning, you can get more information at our website, travelwisconsin.com.
Okay.
And I will say, Al, Bayfield and Bayfield County, Ashland, what a wonderful, wonderful destination in our state. And year-round. Just incredible scenic beauty and wonderful things to do.
And I'll be back up there, by the way. I'll be broadcasting live from Bayfield, from the Bayfield Pavilion on my birthday, actually, May 14th.
Oh, you're coming up for Bayfield in Bloom?
Yeah, I'm coming up to help kind of kick off Bayfield in Bloom. So we'll be...
Well, you were a guest of mine about 4 or 5 years ago when we had that when you were up here, I think maybe for the first time. So, we'll look forward to seeing you again up here.
Thanks, Al.
Great
Thank
food,
you.
Great retail, wonderful. The Water Music Jewelry Shop, a great place to create an original bracelet and just wonderful hospitality. And, of course, the Big Top Chautauqua will be opening soon.
Thanks again, Al. Jerry in Milwaukee, we are going to you next. Hi, Jerry. Thank you for calling.
Thanks for having me. Bringing up a point, William, your first caller, brought up that snowmobiling is such a big issue in northern Wisconsin. I'd just like to point out that our state legislature for almost a year now has failed to pass a snowmobile bill, and the Madam Secretary knows about this. Their department supports the passage of this bill. But the tourism is going to be greatly affected next year because basically the snowmobile clubs and businesses right now have given all that they can to keep the groomers out on the trails and keep the trails in good shape. And without passage of this bill that's going to affect tourism next year, you'll see snowmobilers going to Michigan and Minnesota.
Wow. What do you think, Kelly?
Well, you're speaking of the license fee attached to that bill? Jerry, do you want to speak?
The snowmobile bill in general with the supplemental grooming and the redoing of the program. And that's languished now for a full year in the state legislature. So.
Yes. Well, snowmobiling is very important to our winter tourism economy. And, of course, we've been very blessed in the last couple of years to have significant amount of snowfall, which is very good. So it is something that is going to be important to continue to maintain. You're right that, Jerry, the snowmobile clubs do a phenomenal job of maintaining the trails. And so we'll see what happens as it goes forward.
All right. Thank you for calling, Jerry. Appreciate it. David in Jefferson, we'll turn to you next. David, hello.
Hello there. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I just wanted to mention that Kelly is doing a great job as a tourism secretary. The one thing, you know, she travels all over the state, and she's like a rock star, you know. she really is. And we're very excited. I'm on the Jefferson County Tourism Council.
And also the Governor's Council on Tourism.
That I am, yes. But she's coming to Jefferson County in a couple of weeks, and we're very excited. We're going to, you know, do the dog and pony show to show her all that Jefferson County has to offer. But we're very excited to have her come to Jefferson County, so that's very cool.
And I'm really looking forward to that trip with Representative Jorgensen, Dave. And, you know, it's been a bit since I've been to the Fireside Theater, so I'm real excited to return there again soon.
Yep, we're very excited about that. One thing I want to just mention is the Department of Tourism and the governor were instrumental in getting Lake Delton rededicated after the terrible tragedy we had up there.
Yes.
And, of course, Kelly's got that Wisconsin Dells background, and so I just wanted her to just mention to people kind of her background, where she started in tourism in the Dells, and talk a little bit about the rededication, please.
Well, I was born and raised in Wisconsin Dells, so tourism is in my blood. And, in fact, my father is a photographer there, now retired, who really in the 1950s, 60s, and 70s helped put Wisconsin Dells on the map with his photography of Fort Dells and the Tommy Bartlett Thrill Show and the duck tours and so on. And so I, too, was one of the students who funded her college education by being a guide on the Upper Dells boat tours. And a graduate here of University of Wisconsin-Madison in the Journalism School. And I was sharing with Larry that I did an internship here with Ellie Anderson while I was a student. So I am passionate about the travel and hospitality industry in Wisconsin. It has been an incredible privilege to serve for Governor Doyle and serve for the industry. And with the remaking of Lake Delton, it is one of the governor's legacy in bringing transportation and DNR and tourism all together to see the rebuild of Lake Delton. In fact, I just heard from the Department of Transportation Secretary Busalaki days ago that our Department of Transportation will win a national award for the engineering of the rebuild of Lake Delton in Washington, D.C. in just a couple of weeks.
That is so cool. Well, Kelly, keep up the good work. Really excited to see you in Jefferson, and keep up the good work.
Thank you so much, Dave.
Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call. You know, Wisconsin Dells is probably a pretty good example. You know, some people don't like the Dells, but I tell you, it's an example of a community that has been able to kind of reinvent itself and reinvent itself again and again.
Yes.
And other communities are doing that, too.
Yes, it's really, that's one thing about the tourism industry in Wisconsin. You know, we're made up of incredible originals, because behind every attraction and restaurant and water park and bed and breakfast is someone who had great vision. And Larry, you're right that in Wisconsin Dells, as well as other areas, we're constantly recreating, coming up with new. And that's what people love about Wisconsin when they're traveling here, is that they know there is the tradition, the traditional experiences that they can have, with also new and innovative thinking going on in our state.
Appreciate, again, David calling. And let's take some more calls. By the way, we have an open line or two, so we'll get you on pretty quickly at 1-800-642-1234, or shoot us an email at talk@wpr.org. Let's turn to Danette in St. Croix Falls. Hi, Danette.
Hi there. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
You have just given me a perfect segue. I am the director of St. Croix Festival Theater in downtown St. Croix Falls, and we have reinvented the use of a vaudeville theater that was built in 1916.
Fantastic.
The last 20 years, we've been making theater and presenting concerts in that venue.
How exciting.
Yeah, it is, and we're very fortunate. We're only 50 miles away from downtown St. Paul, so we get a chance to have a pretty significant tourism impact from the greater Twin Cities, but also enjoy folks from all around the state of Wisconsin coming up here to the Northwest to visit us. We have some amazing things coming up this spring that I just wanted you to know about. Probably the thing that excites me the most, because it's based on a Wisconsin native son, it is the 40th anniversary of Gaylord Nelson's Vision of Earth Day this spring.
Yes, it is.
And the city of St. Croix Falls has helped commission a piece of original theater written by David Rhodes, the Wisconsin novelist. And we will be having a world premiere of this celebration performing arts event on Earth Day. And then a few days later, Dan Chouinard will be here when we do a Once Upon a River, a celebration of the St. Croix River. So we're doing this great combination of original materials and celebration of our unique place in a building that was is almost 100 years old and was as conceived of as an important building to have in our downtown.
That is so exciting and such a wonderful example of our brand of originality. And, you know, theater, the arts, it's such an important part of the travel experience in Wisconsin and all over our state, and especially in Northwestern. And along the Mississippi, there are so many gems and jewels to discover in arts and culture as you're traveling. So, Danette, I hope you, if you, knowing you, you're on top of this already, but we would love to feature information about that original piece of theater on Travel Wisconsin. So hope that you're working with our staff at the department on getting that information to us so we can advance that for you.
Thank you. I will make sure that everyone knows about it. We also have Gene Ferracca coming up on Sunday. We have we received a National Endowment for the Arts grant to do the Big Read, and we are we're working with Thornton Wilder's material, another Wisconsin native, and Gene Ferracca is coming on Sunday to help us celebrate our Big Read. So a lot of great things happening up here, and we thank you for your help and your support.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Thanks, Danette. Thank you very much for calling. Let's turn to Liz in Madison next. Liz, hi. Thank you for calling.
Hi. This is perhaps a perfect opportunity for me to get a question answered.
Sure.
I'm trying to plan a trip this summer for friends from Chicago and Minneapolis. We'll all be meeting, looking for somewhere about midway between those locations where we can all stay in a house, entertain kids ranging from 6-month-olds to preteens. I'm wondering if you have any recommendations
so
for an area and perhaps for a specific place to stay.
So about halfway between Minneapolis and Chicago, you're saying?
Roughly. Anywhere on that corridor really would be fine.
Well, what a great trip that you're all planning. And I must tell you, Liz, just late last week, we launched on TravelWisconsin.com a new travel planner service where you can create your itinerary with your family and friends. And whether or not you're looking for public input on ideas of where to stay, you certainly can do that. You can also create a private itinerary for your friends. And so thinking about homes and halfway between Chicago and Minneapolis, first thing that comes to mind to me would perhaps be in the Eau Claire market, the Chippewa Valley market, certainly Wisconsin Dells. If, you know, those coming from both direction, Wisconsin Dells market, Eau Claire market, you could consider along the Mississippi, in the Stockholm area. That would be ideal for homes that may be available as well. So oftentimes when we have questions like this, if you start looking at where you may want to meet and then contact the local convention and visitor bureau. So, for example, in Wisconsin Dells, it's WISDELLS.com. That's their website. In Eau Claire, it's Visit Eau Claire. .com, and you can begin your search there as well. So a couple of sources through TravelWisconsin.com and then the community that you may go to.
And the Dells is probably 3.5 hours from Chicago.
And about the same from the Twin Cities.
So that...
Yeah. Many places
halfway
along the lake, Lake Delton there, and throughout the community.
Thank you very much for the resources.
All right. You're welcome. Thanks very much for calling. Appreciate your call. And you can join in, too, at 1-800-642-1234 or email us at talk@WPR.org. Let's talk about marketing the state a little bit. What have you got? How's the budget looking for marketing, and Well, let's start with that. How's the budget?
Well, these have been difficult times for all leaders, including the Department of Tourism. And our budget reduction is at about $12 million now, where we've gone from $15 million to $12 million is what I mean specifically. But you know what? That's not going to slow us down at all. We are looking for every opportunity to be as efficient as possible. And, you know, it's a new business day for us at the department as well, carefully looking for how we can get return on investment for all of our programs. So we're very excited about, Larry, did you have a chance to see our Old Man Winter campaign? And really had very, very positive results from that. And so our team at the department, along with the advertising agencies, are working hard now on our summer campaign that's under development, and that will roll out sometime in May.
So you don't have... You don't have a preview for us yet on that one.
No sneak preview yet, but it should be very, very exciting because with this brand of originality, for example, when we discovered Old Man Winter, he absolutely loves winter in Wisconsin. In fact, he'll probably be going south here pretty soon looking for other winter destinations. I think we may hear from him in his travels throughout the summer. But, you know, it gives us an opportunity to just really hone in on what differentiates Wisconsin from other states and to do that through our marketing and to be sure to just keep that open invitation for people to travel to rejuvenate.
Let's turn to Craig in Marathon next. Hello, Craig. Thank you for calling.
Hello. I am just wondering if about agritourism, if what you know about that in the state, if it's being supported or how much is available?
Well, we're very supportive at the Department of Tourism. And, of course, we're from the very beginning when the Department of Agriculture created the Buy Local, Buy Wisconsin grant program. And I will tell you, Craig, that culinary tourism, which is tied to ag tourism, and especially in our state, is just exploding across the country, and especially here in Wisconsin with all of our incredible artisanal cheeses, as well as people just enjoying all the wonderful fresh produce that our farmers here in Wisconsin are so exceptional in creating and growing. In fact, we just had a feature story of the female executive chefs in Wisconsin who are using indigenous products on their menus in their restaurants.
And thanks again for calling. Appreciate it, Craig. And let's talk a little bit about some of the – I wanted to go back to the tourism conference, excuse me. And what are people going to take away from that conference?
Well, this is a very important educational conference that the department hosts for the tourism industry. We have over 700 business leaders coming together on March 14th through the 16th to really look at trends and technology and research and what are the tools that the travel industry in Wisconsin needs in this very competitive environment. Some of our keynote speakers coming in, one includes Dan Burris, and David Zock. Dan Burris is a speaker as well. Dan is a technology forecaster and author of Techno Trends. And so he'll be sharing with us insights on those important technology trends with cultural and social media. And David Zock, who is also a resident of Wisconsin, coming to speak to us. And he is an expert on trends that affect our culture. And he'll be able to share with the industry the difference between fads and trends that will remain long-term in the travel industry. And we have coming in from Washington, D.C., David Sheetsley, who is a marketing research expert with the U.S. Travel Association. We're very excited to hear from David. President Obama just signed into law last week for the first time ever. Our country will have a marketing agency for the United States, and it was called the Travel Promotion Act, was the original piece of congressional legislation. Mm-hmm. And we will formally be inviting international guests into the United States now through this new act.
Sounds great. So there'll be some additional funding coming our way then.
We will certainly look for that, Larry.
Well, Shane in Port Wing emailed in, wonders whether the state will be restaffing the information centers this summer.
You know, that is an excellent question. And in the last year, 9 convention and visitor bureaus and chambers of commerce in the areas where the welcome centers were located have formed a consortium. And when you go to travelwisconsin.com, you can see where those 9 locations are. And those chambers of commerce and visitor bureaus are doing an exceptional job of taking care of people while they're on the road traveling. As the department goes forward, this is a part of our new business model where we really see the chambers and the visitor bureaus as being the experts of taking care of people while they're on the road. They've been doing a great job for years, and it became an important part of our reduction and new business model, those plans as we went forward. So as funding increases, we don't see ourselves returning to that business. We see ourselves as being in the marketing business of extending the invitation for people to travel, and then the visitor and information center is taking care of people while they're on the road.
And just sort of as we're winding up here in the last 2 or 3 minutes, we've talked about some events, but are there some other events that are coming up that you might want to mention?
Well, I can't wait to experience the tall ships. Green Bay is the only Wisconsin port where the tall ships are coming into Green Bay, and that's going to be in August. And these are majestic vintage sailing vessels that are on tour. In fact, the HSS Bounty, which is coming into Green Bay, was featured in the Pirates of Caribbean 2.
Oh.
So isn't that cool? And so the Tall Ship Festival is August 13th through the 15th. And then with Madison, we're all passionate about bicycling. The Centurion event coming to Western Dane County August 7th and 8th will be very exciting. You know, we worked very hard with Chicago in trying to secure the bid for the Olympics, and Madison has, and Dane County has positioned itself across the world as being an incredible bicycling destination and great for events. So a wonderful opportunity for communities and bicyclists to work in collaboration and communication and show off the beautiful geography of Wisconsin.
Well, it's Kelly, it's a real pleasure to have a chance to visit with you, and I hope you'll come back and be with us again.
I would love to. It's just been a complete joy.
And what's the website again?
It is travelwisconsin.com.
Travelwisconsin.com. Thanks, Kelly.
Thanks, Larry.
Kelly Drumbel is Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism, and it's always fun to talk about things to do in the state and to know what's going on with our tourism. And so, as a matter of fact, coming up, there's an event coming up pretty quick now on the 12th through the 14th that we'll be talking about next, canoeing and kayaking here in the state. Darren Bush, owner of Rutabaga of Madison, our guest coming up next here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.